I'm Jason.
And I'm Katrina.
And welcome to the Sipcast.
See what we did there?
Yeah, it's like a podcast, but related to itself.
And just like with relatives, sometimes things get a little inappropriate.
And racist.
Yeah, usually.
Not necessarily for children.
Or really adults.
Yeah, never mind. I'm gonna bail.
Okay, bye.
See ya.
Hey!
Zamboni.
Work on it. Work on it. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I had to work on my sensitivity of my sound.
Oh. Yeah. I was going to say.
No, you... Whatever. You weren't going to say that.
Well, I was going to say because... Your audio is still quite exploded. And I can also hear myself echoing over there. I can hear...
What?
Myself in your audio. And also, I can hear how blown out your audio sounds in the other recordings. That's great.
I don't know. See, to me, I don't know anything about audio, so I don't know what
you're talking. No, you've made that clear. I mean, you can stop making that clear.
I can't be more clear here. I really don't know how.
LGBT clear.
There. I turn.
Community. That sounds a little quieter. Everything sounds a little more balanced-er. Whatever.
I don't know how... I'm literally doing all the things. It's fine.
Yeah, there's probably a very easy setting somewhere that's just hidden. That's just like, hey, I'm doing all the work.
It literally cannot be any easier. And yet still, here we are.
And here we are. Wherever here is.
Mm-hmm. So how's your morning going? Oh, wait. It's afternoon now. God, I always do that. I'm always like that.
Yep. That's so you. To be that way. Fine. I had a long day yesterday. The day of yesterday.
I'm sure you did.
Mm. Yeah, all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I think that's the proper
verbiage.
It's a sudden, it's not the sudden. Most people say all of the sudden. Yeah, I think that it gets recorded in people's minds as the sudden, but it's a sudden.
That's
so it's all of a sudden. 50% of a sudden. 55% of
all
a sudden.
All of unto sudden.
Yeah.
It Re-sudden. Could be really.
Yeah. I got awoken by my telephone saying, hey man, you busy? We got mulch to move. And it was a text message from a friend. And so yeah, I did that. I moved mulch.
Oh, you're so good at, like, physical labor. Like, you get super focused and you, like, enjoy the workout and you almost have, like, no chill button. So you just go. It's pretty impressive. And then you just, like, super replace your electrolytes and drink tons of water and eat two pizzas.
Yeah. And then punch a mountain and then take a tree and pick some pepperoni out of my teeth and then bite the tree in half and then use the tree to play a bunch of lakes and a bunch of fjords like drums. Because I'm so big and powerful, I'm going to play those drums to the rest of the solar system.
Y'all ready for this? I don't think y'all ready for this. You put your hand up to your ear like, you ready? And then you play.
Mm-hmm. And then you play.
And then actually it wasn't drums all along. It was just a jazz flute.
Yeah, it was just a bunch of floating plastic bags. And I was drunk.
Okay, now we're getting closer to the truth, yeah.
Okay, well, you know, it was in there somewhere. We didn't have to lead with the truth. You don't have to lead with the truth.
That's true. That's true. We're here to take you on a lie journey.
Yeah. I'm hoping to, you know, do what the presidential administration does and just start with confusion and then keep on going with confusion and never really address the past. Be patently against to acknowledging the past.
I have a fervent knowledge. Wait, is that the right fervent? I see it in my head, but I forget how to use it. So I'll back down and we'll just pretend I wasn't recording because I forget how I was going to use that.
Yeah, just back right out of that spot parking space. It's like, nope, that one's too small. I can't fit this thought in there. Or that space is too big. I can't fit this small thought in there. I don't know.
My shoulders. Oh, that narrows my shoulders. Oh. Okay.
It's too easy. I see far too much success in this endeavor. I'm going to back away slowly and move on along. I am not affiliating myself.
That's how I live my life. Exactly the way you just described it.
this approach. Yeah, that's our family. That's the family way.
It can't be too successful.
Yeah, dial it down a little bit.
Can't be too swole.
Yeah, don't be so swole.
One day, we're Jason.
So swole, bro.
One day, Jason, you're gonna find your swole mate.
Toast. We're gonna max out tandem reps.
I think every time I say something that you're not expecting, I enjoy this. I'm glad we always have it on recording. But it's when I say something that you're not expecting to be funny and you laugh, and then you kind of like, nah. Like, kind of, it's like you silly laugh your way out of it. Like, I didn't just laugh. I don't laugh at her stuff. I'm the funny one. She's not even funny. It's really just, nah. Which How is fine, because I've come to terms the with the fact that here. You are way funnier. Way funnier.
Okay, well, we've got that on recording,
I'm
too.
I'm your vocal accessory.
I'm going to be parceling these off into reusable sound bites.
she said it again and again.
It's going to be my ringtone.
Yeah, every time I call.
Except I don't have ringtones, because who wants to hear from a phone?
I don't want to hear from a phone. When I buzz, I get irritated. I'm immediately, my blood levels, my blood pressure levels spike.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's trying to get a hold of me again?
A rage spiral, and yeah. I better not be like... in proximity of faint minds.
Yeah.
For the fury.
Oh, I read yesterday, I didn't know this, that apparently if you're trying to remember something, you squeeze your fists and it helps pump blood to the brain to help jog your memory.
Oh, really?
Yeah, huh. It literally said that, and I was like, hey, so Jason's rage when he...
yeah, all I'm either going to hit somebody
or I'm going to remember something. Yeah.
Yeah, speaking of clenching fists, I had to do that this morning a bunch, because for some reason I've got a lot of weird circulation things going on in my hands.
Oh my gosh, I do too. It's got to be genetic. It's like as we reach or get into our, like really get into our 30s, because I'm going to be 36 this year. You're going to be some age different than mine. Well, it's like the tingly, like I had to get a different pillow. I realized it was something about the way I was sleeping, like my circulation. I bet it's the same thing for you. And I cut out gluten too. That helped.
I have that stuff a lot, but this was a new one where my right hand just patently refused to receive blood properly. Because like I would have to, I had to shake aggressively blood back into it. And then I would just like sort of lay back down like on my back, and it would start to go numb again.
And you would pretend it's not happening, because you're like, this is freaky.
No, I pretend it's not happening because I'm tired.
Oh.
And yeah. I'd rather get back to sleep.
I'd rather get back to sleep. Yeah.
I like my jingle that bears repeating. The best part of waking up is going back to sleep, if you sing that to the Folgers.
Best part of waking up. Going back to sleep.
There you go. You got it.
I got it. Anthony sings it when he opens his Folgers, because I have all these fancy coffees, and he just indignantly opens his Folgers and sings the song.
And I would like to see, like,
you know what?
The whole song with all the buildup, like all the other lyrics, like, you wake up in the morning, and all,
yeah,
this,
yeah,
all
yeah,
the
yeah, yeah.
I don't know. And then it gets all the way to the end, and then the best part is of waking up, and you see the guy grabbing the can, and then is going back to sleep, and then they just, like, soft cut to a guy getting back under the covers and just snuggling back in, ignoring life
and
the day.
And then it's Jason.
You see, yeah. And then as it zooms out, no, it's not, because as it zooms out of the guy on the bed, you just see, like, his family bustling around and, like, preparing for their day. And he's just headed for a cyclone of depression once again, just in his room.
Jason, this doesn't have to be your future. Your recognition of it now is very healthy.
Well, just replace the people with cats, and that's my future, and I'm fine with
that. Cats are busy bustling around. Hey, yeah. I got work to do. Work to do.
They're putting together their lunches and their business suits and their casual attire.
Laying out like, yeah, I think this goes. Am I going to wear an ascot today? Or
imagine that. It's like a regular-sized house could hold, like, 30 cats, and imagine what kind of jobs and lives those cats could have, and it could be like Friends, but on steroids with cats. Cat felines.
Hey, guy, and then one like talks like Jennifer Aniston. One talks like David Schwimmer.
Yeah. And then you've got like multiplicity variations of them.
Yeah.
And then there's like retarded ones somewhere here and there.
Yeah.
I mean, with 30 cats, you've got, and then I hear that those, what are they, herd, there's a name for like a trample of cats. I don't know.
I heard the other day that a group of crows is a murder. That's pretty cool.
Well, everybody knows that.
I barely knew that one time, and then now I know it again.
A pack of cats should be a savage of cats.
Yes, start it up. We just did so.
Yeah, and then there, see, flocking off to the right is a swole of bros.
Yep.
Yep.
I like that.
We got that word a couple times.
Here for two today, it is implemented that these words shall now be known.
Well, and then
that's really good, a savage of cats. I like that. Yeah,
I like the parade of gays. Like anywhere you see more than two gay people, it's a parade.
Did you start that?
I don't know. I made that up.
I really like that.
Yeah, it's a parade of gays.
Nice.
So, and then... And then a hate of racists. I don't know. We can work on that one.
Yeah, we can work on that.
A ball sack of supremacists.
That works for me. Yeah, let's start lining them up. Yeah. Knocking them down.
Just check out that ball sack over there, that huge ball sack at the Trump rally.
Yeah. Oh, that does make sense.
Yeah, that's a record-setting ball sack.
You know, I would have expected at this event to be more ball sacks.
Yeah.
A larger group of ball sack.
I'm actually unimpressed. This is a very small ball sack compared to what I had vividly pictured
last
in my
year's
mind
turnout was sacks. Much larger ball sack.
Yeah, yeah. When they turned out last year's ball sack, it was much larger.
Oh.
Also much smellier.
They probably are smelly. Probably. They're just so filled with rage that leaks out in stinkiness.
Looks like, you know, I think the Trump supporters have 70-80% of the America's skin flaps.
Well,
superfluous skin folds,
yeah,
and cuckles.
Cuckles. Yeah, if you can't get into those skin flaps, that is, you're in for it as far as stench levels. The bog of stench.
Yeah, just logistically, it's hard enough to remember to clean behind your damn ears.
Your ears, yeah.
I took a shower last night. I was covered in dirt, and then I just looked at my elbow, and there was just a spot of dirt just on my elbow. I'm like, that thing's like right out in the open. It's like attached to my hands. I could definitely get at that. Not with my right. I couldn't get to my right elbow with my right hand, but hey, I got a left hand.
Ooh. Ooh, oh, surprise.
Surprise. I ate breakfast this morning, so there's a lot going on. It's weird.
There is a lot going on in your gut.
So that's what I'm saying. It's just when you've got normals. I bet what's her nose? Jocelyn Barrymore. I just made up a name because
you
I can't
did
remember.
Because I don't know what that is.
Some smooth baby faced mm-hmm. Hollywood starlet, just generically, she would have trouble. Mm-hmm. You know, every now and then, there's a little extra dirt behind her ear or something. So fat person.
Oh,
just like a big filing cabinet of folds going up their body.
Oh, no, gross.
Yeah, a big totem fold.
Ew.
Yeah, it's gross. There's if you like look closely, you can see other faces morphing their way from the fat cells. It's upsetting.
You know,
I agree.
As you gain and lose weight, fat can redistribute in the oddest ways, really. And mm-hmm. yoga pants mm-hmm. only help us appreciate this art.
What? Then you got Sonobello, things like that, mm-hmm. where you just got, if they treat liposuction like getting your teeth whitened.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, I just went in and now I'm like super sexy and hot. It's like, that's so unhealthy.
Now I can tell you like whatever the fuck I want.
I'm just going to go eat a whole bunch more of McDonald's and then do this again. Meanwhile, the unseen fat reserves will just build up on the insides of my arteries to impossible levels. Like, drinking a glass
of orange
juice. That's
true, because you're like, yeah.
You're not supposed to have that much of a thing inside you.
No, certainly not.
Yeah, so
the fat
that's what
is
I
an indicator.
About.
That is a symptom of a greater problem, and that is saying, hey, hold on, maybe no.
Well, I've seen enough nose jobs to see how poorly we do at making things natural, so I doubt that this liposuction, they're just kind of, it's like, taking spackle off the side of an old Pueblo or something.
Just, I gotta get this terracotta. I gotta smooth this down. Whatever. I want a drink. I'm out of here. And it's not a very good job.
Well, the doctors have other things to do. Like, once they're paid, they gotta go.
Yeah, they gotta try to... It's like, all right, let's try to get out of here in a halfsie.
I gotta get to Cabo.
I'm getting on the golf course. I got some presidents to buy. I'm going president shopping.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's funny until you realize it affects you directly.
Yeah. Did I say... I don't know if I said on air my nickname for Donald Trump. I don't know if anyone's familiar with Ron White, but I call Donald Trump Dictator Salad.
Dictator.
Because it's like... What,
oh, okay. So like on the, like on a Wheel of Fortune. It would be one of those combo ones. Like Dictator, Tater Salad.
No, Ron White. Ron White is Tater Salad.
Right.
So I guess, that guy. Maybe, that but... funny. That's what I... So Dictator Salad, because he's like... He's basically... I don't know. He's basically white trash.
Doesn't Banner look like Ron White a little?
Champagne. Huh?
Doesn't Banner look like Ron White?
Maybe Ron White looks like Banner. Who's older?
Whoa!
Maybe they're the same guy.
Time to find the facts. Yeah, he's Ron way White. Less funny when he's in the presidential office. That's not funny. Maybe he stopped drinking and that's what he looks like and that's how he acts. So he's better on alcohol, yeah.
Wouldn't you suppose that Ron White... I guess they're both shaped the same, but their faces are different. They are, and their shaggy hair. Yeah, but their faces are different.
Are they, though?
But they're shaped the same.
They're both white, and that's enough.
That's enough. All you white people look the same.
All you whites, you people.
You people.
So, you have been getting a lot done, apparently, outside mulching, and also inside demolishing all of Mom's hopes and dreams.
Oh, my goodness. That lady's crazy.
Oh, she can get so turned.
Not only did she spend a half day, she, you know, called it quits when Megan had to leave because Arlo needed to be... attended to.
That's the cutest freaking name again. I'd like to say that again.
Yeah, both annoyed. Both those kids. Yes, Megan had to leave early. And so Mom just kind of, you know, punched out after that. It was, you know, and didn't, I don't know, she just moved a bunch of clothes up toward the front of the store, which there was a miscommunication about that. But yeah, I showed you the one box worth.
That was really funny.
And she, yeah, literally like came out and said like, Goodwill, Lord's Cupboard, and then just like dropped the mic, which was the box, and then she went back, or actually Clarkson accurately poked her with a couple more like, well, that's a good start, keep on going, and no, that was it for the day. And so I went back
like,
in there.
No, I stretched already. I think I'm done. Like, you know, you're like, good.
Exactly.
Put in enough work. Let's go get some lunch and be done for the day.
She moved a couple of things, a few clothes, and then that. And not only that, I think it was, it was earlier in that day or at the same time. We were next door starting on the demolition in there. And let's see, the first board that I pulled down was a decorative board, which is very long, has a very interesting sort of pattern cut on one side of it. So we were all kind of like, that's kind of a cool board. We'll keep that. And then I just started pulling down a couple of little spacer boards, and they're just one by ones, and Mom just starts to, like, reach her hand out, and I'm like, Mom, don't you try to grab this from me.
No.
And then she literally spends the next, like, over the next 5 or 10 minutes a few times, brings up over and over again, no, but I want those one by ones, because you can, I was like, Mom, you can buy new ones. She's like, but I like the old ones. Like, really? Like, this is going to be what you do. You're going to be over there doing hardly anything, and then you're also going to be over here trying to keep every single... You're going to... Oh, the shelves. There were some wooden shelves that we had to cut some pieces off of in the back. Mm-hmm. She was like, could you save that piece that you cut off? That's a nice wide board. And then ... We're all just waiting. No, that was it. It's just a nice wide board. Turns out, it's actually a shitty board, and it's actually three shitty boards nailed together.
But if Mom calls it vintage, she becomes emotionally attached instantly.
Well, let me see. It's 1, 2, 3, 4, just yesterday, or like four or five times, four different things, like just bits of random stuff she asked us to keep while not doing very much next door. Like, that's the insanity, is that she's still, like, while we're demoing, while we have uncovered all of this space to be able to demo, she's still in, like, in the throes in the of madness.
Of madness. You know, it does sound like you're, like you got a toddler there.
It is.
That's like,
and she keeps on. I made it very clear too. Like she was like, I'd like to express my thoughts about some of these things. And I was like, you know, how you can do that? How
the thought tank is full.
I will listen to that if you get a handle on sorting next door. If you actually want to get on board.
Yep. Yep.
Help out. I would be super receptive. I guarantee you of that. And then yeah. So then that day, the day before yesterday, whatever happened. And now here we are.
I like this side of you, Jason. I like who you are. I like how you are. I like that you take no shit. You know, I like that. Well, you're like, mother, no, put that back. No, we're not keeping that. No, okay, hold on.
On the plus side, she doesn't really have any kind of super defiant streak in her. The worst it gets is passive aggressively projective. Like she'll just like the things that she needs to answer for, she'll start putting back on you to try to make it seem like everybody's this way. It's like, no, I mean, but that's the worst I seem to get. It's just inquiries and things like
or the same story over and over, just a different way.
Well, like she asks where things are now. Like she'll send a text like, do you know where is the, I was like, mom, the
I love
whole
your
point,
mom voice. You need to do that more.
The whole point is so that everybody can find these things. And if you take the time to do what I said and look through the things and sort, you'd see that everything's logically ordered and you can actually find things now. Like the things she asked for, I find because they're in the place where they should be.
Yeah. And see, look at that. It doesn't just have to be stored in the mind of chaos. It can also be stored visually, physically, and where everyone can see it. And it's not so bad. It doesn't hurt, does it? It's okay.
Yeah, that's what I told Mom, is that that's part of this. The one of the main reasons is to get all of the items into generic human accessible patterns so that anybody can access them, not just Mom, because that's not fair. She's holding everything hostage.
That's true. She does. She holds it hostage in her mind, and it's so messy that nobody wants to attempt it. And you're like, I'm going to come in here, and I'm going to organize the shit out of your brain and also your stuff. And then you have no choice but to be exposed, and everyone can see all that you own. But organizedly and very lovely. I think it's a great tactic. I think it'll be very helpful.
Yeah.
And whatever we got to do to get into that mind, I think it's great.
We need to figure out how to get people into this building this weekend to buy the things. Or just take them.
She said one time, she's like, no, I could give it away. I'm like, oh. I'll hold you to that.
She said, yeah, she said that day before she busted out that one box, it's like, I think we can get rid of a lot. I want to get rid of a lot of stuff.
I want to get rid of like 3/4.
Yeah.
It was do like you some, know what that means, though?
She doesn't have. She cannot fathom the level. Like just as much as I can't see her doing any of what we've been doing.
Yeah.
She's so far removed.
Well, it's a lot of hope. It's a lot of hope. And only hope. I hope to. I intend. Oh, that's her key one. I intend to.
Like, yeah, I'll try to. All those things, all those qualifiers. She'll walk through, when the room was still full of stuff, she'll walk through and say, oh, it's not that bad. It's mostly boxes over here. And it's really not. I'm like, you're making it worse by trying to make it better. Like, that doesn't help. Being realistic about actually making it seem like, oh, this is going to be a shitload of work. And then you get in there and maybe it's slightly less. That's what you want. Like,
exactly, yes.
Dressing it up, this is just an unrealistic way of moving forward. Like,
it doesn't
really matter how much work it is to me. It's just you're going to wake up and do things with your hands. So why not do something productive?
That's true. Somehow we are remolding a new person out of a little tiny older person. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, somehow an even smaller person out of this tiny old person. Like mom's going to show up one day a couple inches even shorter, but enlightened.
Yeah, it's like, it's so refreshing. I do feel lighter and shorter, but better. Have you ever had to give liquid medication to one of your cats in their mouth? A little syringy thing, like a grown cat, not like a cute kitten that's like, oh, I'm so hungry. Have you ever?
Yeah, I think we had to do kittens. I had to do a kitten like that before.
Yeah, that's not so bad. They're pretty tiny and pretty much down for whatevs.
They're pretty pliable.
Yesterday, I had to get, because Harriet, Harriet the executioner, outside, she's been catching a lot of creatures. And I think it was mom or someone was like, well, you should make sure to get her medication. She could get worms. I'm like, that's a good idea. I will do that.
I got worms.
That's what we're going to call it. Well, I went to the vet and I got Gracie's like tick, flea, all that stuff, like pill. It's supposed to be like a 3-month pill. And then I got a liquid. And I thought it was going to be like a shot, like give her a shot like between her shoulder blades. I can do that. I can sneak up on her real quick and be like, boop. And they're like, oh, no, it's a liquid. And I was like, I was like, are you guys going to come give it to her? And they're like, oh, they usually don't mind the taste of it. So they usually just want you to give them a little bit.
Nah,
and I'm like,
it's not a big deal.
Yeah, I know. And I'm like, oh, okay. And the lady behind me was bringing in 2 bags of diarrhea samples from her pets.
Nice.
And I was just like.
Like 2 full trash bags?
No, they were like 2 Ziploc bags. So I got to see it.
Oh, I like my version better. Just like. Trucking in, just like her arms are strained. Just like, where do you want these bad boys?
I know. Like, you think Gasploosh? It's from like a horse, Gasploosh? But it's actually just 2 small indoor cats. That's terrifying.
Well, no. For a week. Still terrifying.
I'm so glad that they were clear bags and I got to see it all of someone else's.
Yeah.
Bad enough.
So and anyway, then you didn't see the third. She's like, I brought my own poop too, just in case you wanted it. It's in my purse.
If y'all want to test it, you know, just as like, you know, it's just like the baseline.
Yeah, frame of reference, maybe. It's just.
And maybe it's something in all of our diets or something we're maybe ingesting. Yes. And we're just completely unawares of it.
Y'all might have your own poop tested.
You know, I can really be honest. Now it sounds like mom with an accent. Well, I might be onto something.
Oh.
So anyway, I get home and I'm on the phone with mom. And we'd lost our call a couple times. So it was one of those, you know, when you're on the phone with somebody and you keep losing it, but you keep trying. And then you're just like, oh, we'll try again. But like each time you're like more tense about it because you're trying to be nice. Well, both of us were doing that. We were pretty patient. But then Harriet came over and I parked out front and she's on the top of my convertible. And she's like, meow. Just keeps meowing. I'm like, oh, I've got something for you. And then she's like leaning over the window. I'm like, please don't scratch my fabric top. Like, get down. So finally, I'm like, hold on, mom. I'm going to see if she likes this. And I try to give it to her and she's like, the fuck is that? Like, literally touched her nose and was like, uh-uh. And mind you, when we got her, she was skittish. Like, it's taken a while to get her pretty calm and she doesn't fight. But she's got the fight in her. I mean, she was alive for 6 or 7 years before we got her. So she's an outdoor cat. So she's learned how to live on the streets. Mm-hmm. So I go to give it to her and she's like, no. And so later I tried to do it again. I ended up holding her almost in like a choke out hold, but with her arms up, trying to like, and she's like, nope. And I end up getting it like on my shoulder, on her furry shoulder. And then like, I think most of it got in her mouth, but I think now also I won't get worms, but I'm not sure how that works. But I got most of the yellow liquid into her mouth, and she was pretty mad. So when I followed her, she's like, mm-mm. Like, she was like, And I'm like, Harry, it's for your, don't do this. And that was in front of all the neighbors. Just kidding. But it was funny to feel her, like, under me, like, So, yeah, anybody who wants to try using a syringe with liquid, giving it to their outdoor part-time ferocious cat, by all means try it. I was scared I was gonna get all like diced and sliced by her claws and all that, but it wasn't as bad. It was more low-key than I expected, but also just as difficult as I anticipated.
Oh,
so have fun with that. Oh, it was cute too. When I went to the vet, I told them, I said, okay, I got an outdoor cat, I don't think I can get her here because she does not like car rides and she gets pretty mad. she's a Siamese. She's pretty heavy. Can I get some medication? They're like, okay. And so, like, what's the name? I'm like, Harriet, the executioner. Like, making sure you can put that in your notes. Because she's pretty severe. So, I'm glad that I live in a small town where they're not like, well, we need to see her. We need to see the patient. They didn't do that. They just gave me the medication so I could make sure my cat doesn't got worms.
Yeah. It's not a contest. Mm-mm. To see who gets more worms.
Then I was like, I'm going to have to bring in my cats. My other two. I need to take them in, get them seen at the local vet. They'll probably be like, what happened to your cat's fur? These are weird. It does. Najee still has her patches, so she looks like she just has cat cancer.
Oh, that's adorable.
Oh.
Little kitty cancer.
I'm going to start a GoFundMe for her. and then use the money to go to the casinos.
Yeah.
I haven't been to one in a very long time, but I'll find one to go to with the money.
And you'll get even more money by going to a casino.
I've heard that's the way it works.
Speaking of cat fur, I could mail you some cat fur.
I think you have plenty. I know your cats are probably shedding their winter coats all at the same time right now. It's a good thing you have three.
Really, like, Little Lady and Helix don't seem to shed much at all, but Bjork, I found out because he was vomiting continuous, like, dry heaving.
Oh.
Like, not continuously, but, like, once every couple hours, he just dry heave for a few days. To the point that he was losing weight, and I was like, "What's going on with this cat?"
Yeah.
And then I just brushed him, and like three other cats came out, and I was like, "Oh, that's what was going on."
So he was literally just getting like too many fur balls from trying to like shed, or what?
Not even fur balls. I don't think all cats produce fur balls, and he doesn't seem to do that. So I think he just get. Because it's his undercoat. It's very fine, little dainty hair.
Oh, yeah.
So.
It's dense. It's like a forest in there.
Yeah, so he would go to clean himself, and he'd get a few of those tiny hairs in his throat and just make him gag, like, over and over again.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I just gave him a good brushing.
And you haven't had to do that since you own them, have you? Or do you do it every spring?
No, it's the first time I've noticed that happening to Bjork, so I think it's because he's gotten so fat, he's got more skin, so he's got more hair to cover the skin.
Well,
plus, he does have just ridiculously dense fur, so yeah, I gotta make sure to comb him periodically.
Helix is much finer; like he has longer, fluffier, but it's finer fur. So yeah,
it's much more spaced out. He doesn't have nearly as much of it. It's not as dense, but it looks like he has more, but he doesn't.
Good job, Cat Dad. You were on it, and you solved the mystery.
I sure did. And now I'm using all that hair to fashion a cat doll.
They do that, though, actually. Have I said that on here? They do that. No. There's a lady who, or there's a company or something, where you can collect your pet's fur and they can make you like a scarf or something out of it.
Weird.
They literally weave it into thread and then make you something.
I feel like just about anybody with a loom could do that or whatever.
Yeah, so just get a loom. We know Mom has one. You could start spinning. You could be like the spinster up in the window at night, like where your lights are on. You could just see you spinning.
Just making garments out of animal fur. you just see me like joyously wooling
with
and spinning.
With your beard and like you have big music on, like classical music in the background.
It's very fanciful, yeah.
You could wear a chapeau.
Yeah,
you could have a pipe.
expertly working the spinning pedal with my foot as I wove sweaters and socks.
So usually it's like a female spinster. What would be like a male? Like you'd have to have a whole new
spinatar.
Name. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a spinatar.
Rage.
Totally. It's so
that
metal.
That would be funny. Like, not classical. Use all your, like, hardcore music. Like, yes!
I'm gonna get spun, bro.
Yeah, get spun, bro.
Get hella spun.
You could have spin parties.
It's gonna be so much fun.
I know. You'd have to talk. Hey, guys. Welcome to my place.
Yeah, hi, welcome. Have some hot cocoa. Enjoy cocoa and some biscuits over here while we spin and make hats and sweaters.
And then you turn the music up and everybody just literally just rages.
Just starts like headbanging. Yeah, yeah. You just start raging. Like those guys who play metal on cellos. They're just like,
oh my god, those guys are so cool.
Raging.
Yeah.
Apocalyptica.
Yeah, whatever it is, I can watch that for at least 5 minutes. I like that. I approve.
Yeah, apparently. And then there's some video of like a French guy somewhere, like without just wearing boxers and sitting there with a double kick on his feet. And he's just he's got a microphone and he's raging on a stand up bass.
Let's no see. Way, really? And his French boxers?
Metal stand up.
So silly, bass. Frenchman.
Oh, dude, he's so freaking metal.
He's okay, so freaking metal. He's so freaking French. Cello,
it's called. I'm going to.
Send me a link?
Yeah, I'll send you a link here.
Send me a link! Guess.
Oh, don't tell me. You better not.
What'd I do?
My mouse freaked out. Hold on.
Huh.
All right, I'm going to, I can use my computer's mouse, but for some reason, my Logitech mice have been being huge buttholes.
Oh, the other day I had to charge my mouse. I forgot. I was like, oh, yeah, that's a thing.
I don't think it's that in this case.
Oh, I just got a link.
Oh, now it's working. Okay, my left click just cut out for a sec there, but now it's
back. There it is. Hold on. It won't, put the sound on here, will it? Oh, he's like a fat French dude. I pictured,
in your head.
Oh, my gosh!
Dude, the dude's raging.
Oh? I was not expecting... I guess I pictured a trim... Like a slender, tall, dark-haired, short-hair mime if you took all his, makeup off with, a beret.
Well, this is way more metal.
Not at all what I know. It looks like he's, Russian or something. That's in Russian.
I don't think so. I think
in
it's
in the park. That's a lot of symbols for letters that I don't recognize.
Yeah, but that's the thing on the video. I think that the original video was posted as a dude in France.
That is
Russian
hysterical.
People are allowed to post videos from France.
Katrina, I know, they can do whatever they want. Oh, yeah. Well, okay. Well, I've made a few mistakes in my time. Oh my God, belly is jiggling the whole time he's raging on this cello. Look at his feet. Oh my God, that's amazing.
Yeah, the dude's he's throwing down. I'd like to check out that dude's set.
I would literally go to that guy's show.
Imagine his the other acts along with him. That's going to be an entertaining show. You got that guy at the show. There's going to be something else going on there.
You could have a traveling show of all the oddities, unique and enthralling videos, and then they tour together. Get 3 to 5 acts worldwide. Yeah. I would go.
Oh, uh-huh.
I would go.
A musical meme tour?
Yes, absolutely.
Set it up. Amps. Get the amplifiers. Let's do it.
The set design doesn't even have, you don't even, it's just them. They are everything. So they just show up and you get to see all these YouTube people live in a tour. Why is no one doing this? I feel like this is a really could be a thing.
I think it's a good idea.
It could really be a thing. I sound like Scooby-Doo there for a second and I liked it.
A little bit.
I liked it.
Try that thing out more often. Just start talking to people like that.
That could be really good.
Yeah, I think that would be really
it could really,
really
catch on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's a bold decision, and that's what people like. That's what people respond to.
That's what they're drawn to. Absolutely.
Boldness and commitment. And that voice has both of those things.
I don't know how to do it if I'm not my head's kind of very I have to really give a lot of chin, a lot of lower tight jaw. So I got to really commit to it. I got to find a face for that, too. I'll work on it. I'll get to work.
Yep, just practice in the garage when everyone else goes to sleep so that they hear that. Just quietly coming from the garage.
Yeah. And then I can join the tour.
You'll be the MC. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, guys.
Give you a fat French guy.
Hey. You wanted to see a lot of flesh?
Yeah. We got Pierre over here.
Yeah.
Over there. Pierre over there.
Pierre over there. Pierre? I'm a French person playing my humongous cello.
Yeah, you missed that part of the video. That's what kind of identified it as French. The guy, he talked exactly like that. And then
Did he really?
Playing.
Oh, I didn't know that. Maybe he was a Russian guy acting French, playing
shit.
The cello. But he's actually from Puerto
Which was made
Rico.
In China.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, his cello was made in China.
Yep.
That's great. You need to have some sort of a cool video so you could join the tour. Do something really unique.
I gotta gain some weight.
No, you can. No, you get to be you. You don't have to be him. You have to be you. You have to do something unique that's you.
Well, like whatever I do, I'd prefer to be swole.
That's
hella
true.
Swole, if possible.
Like, not muscular swole, just like fat swole.
Well, I don't think anybody's really made a differentiation.
That's true. That is fair. You can go to the gym to get swole. You can also go to the pizza shop to get swole.
I could take pizza to the gym to get swole.
I could go to Baskin Robbins to get swole.
Hella swole. I think I would get swole
pretty quickly. It's more like bloating, yeah.
It's like these bodybuilders, they're always talking about how hard it is and how much dedication. It's pretty easy. I just go to Baskin Robbins, just get some pizza, drink a lot.
I didn't get to try the unicorn frappuccino. I'm pretty bummed. I mean, yeah, I wasn't willing to travel to where they made it or make any extra effort, so I guess
there's
going to
be a lot of weird variations in the genome when we really like backtrack and are like when we figure out how to extrapolate all of the different sort of branches that genetics have taken. There's just going to be like a huge wing of unusable genetics from this, like, where it's like, wow, oh my goodness, all you ancestors of these people, you have severe genetic deficiencies and problems as a result of the unicorn frappuccino.
Yeah.
It's known as, it's in our archives. We've traced a significant portion of hereditary disorders back to this unfortunate, what they called a beverage at the time, when they were still talking out of what they referred to as mouths.
Yeah, they should have classified it as something entirely different.
As you are understanding me, in a reassimilated matrix of verbal communications via your forward-facing binary ear holes.
Mm-hmm.
It is reassimilated in your mind as verbal communication. However, what you are hearing now, as you know, has been communicated to you in a split second, and it is taking you this just as long to process it. However, slowed down for human observation, this is what it might sound like. And now, why I would bother to say all that, you ask. Okay.
Woo.
Okay.
Woo.
I hear you. I have received your return response via my forward-facing binary ear holes.
Binary.
And I am instantaneously formulating a response to you.
Are you done?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Well, I was going to try it. Because I love sour stuff. Because the last time I had like something that you ate that was like super good and sour was when my roommate Susie and I in college, we saw Shrek in the movie theater. And then at Baskin Robbins, they had a Shrek flavored ice cream that was sour grape, sour apple, and then it had Pop Rocks in it. And it was one of my favorite ice creams. I went back again and again until it was gone. And then that's the closest that I could think that Frappuccino, because the baristas were like, well, it's really just mango flavored, but I guess it changed colors. The sour blue syrup's really what made it. I'm like, it was so pretty. I would have tried it. I wouldn't have drank the whole thing because, you know, three Snickers bars, okay, of sugar.
Holy shit, is that what's in there?
Yeah, it was. They literally said the equivalent sugar content of three Snicker bars if you drank the whole thing.
Have three fully grown Snickers bars.
Fully mutated.
Well, just one Snickers bar is like a lot, right?
It is so a lot. It's like 220 or something, yeah.
And there's some people having a couple of those unicorn fraps during the day, probably.
Well, a lot of places said they sold out like the first day. And my instincts were I should have gone on the first day if I really wanted one. But I didn't really want one.
Yeah, you're not cool enough, though, clearly.
Well, I didn't really want one. I just kind of wanted to just to try it and because it's pretty. But I lived. I thought I might not, but I'm okay. I'm okay.
Yeah, I don't get why Starbucks is so cool.
That cool.
I make coffee. I haven't even drank coffee for like 3 days.
I love the way
I was making it myself. You just make a cup of coffee and then you drink it. You drink the coffee.
I like the way they smell, Starbucks stores. Like, I like the coffee smell. Like, you can walk in and hear the, like, the...
Okay, then I'm going to start a chain of... it's going to be called Coffee Fart. And it just smells like a coffee. And then you just order a flavor, and then just, like, the silicone butt just sidles up to your face, and then you just, Coffee Fart. Here's your Coffee Fart. You get shotgunned in the morning, and then it's like inhaling a drug.
But can you also have Wi-Fi too? Because then I would go.
Sure.
Okay.
But it's spelled W-H-Y, and there is no password for it, and you can't log on to it.
Well, now, hold on. Let's like, dial back these negotiations.
We have Wi-Fi, idiot, but it's ours. Go away with
yeah,
the Wi-Fi.
Yeah, we have it. Not for you,
coffee
fuckers.
Fart.
I don't see this going very far, but by all means, put all the how money would, you don't have into it.
How would you enjoy your fart? Hot or breezy? Or frappe?
It always has to come down to farts or butts with you, doesn't it?
Or racism.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Very simple.
That's the way to Jason's heart.
Hey,
you hear that, ladies?
Hey. It's not my fault that God attached a joke, an automatic joke generator to everybody.
That's
it's
true.
Just like, it's
that's
like,
true.
I'll go watch Louis. I'll go watch his show and laugh at all the heady conversation. And then like, I'll laugh just as hard as that. My butt writes just as good of jokes as Louis C.K. or any comedian that you can name. Jerry Siegfried.
Jerry Siegfried.
Sarah Silverwoman. Sarah Goldwoman. Yeah.
Sarah Bronzeman.
There, yeah. Okay.
You ain't no silver. You
anyone,
bronze. It,
like, seriously. Like, you could let, like, if you fart just right at the right time, you'll laugh just as hard as any joke that was ever written.
I wish I could be like, Jason, no, you're so right. There was one time I farted, and no one was there to enjoy the hilarity of the perfection of the sound, and I'm there laughing by myself.
Exactly.
Like, and then you try to explain it to someone later, like, oh my gosh, I had the perfect, like, my kids, like, Wyatt. I'll be like, Wyatt, earlier, I had the best one, and nobody heard it, and nobody was there. But even someone telling you, you can't stop giggling with their giggling because it is funny. It's always funny.
You get to start. I'm imagining a fart now. A fart that never happened in my life. I'm imagining
it. Why is it so funny? It is funny. There's some funny ones. Or when they come out and you're just, it's like a joke that you weren't expecting the punchline. It's like, that was funnier than I thought.
Yeah, when you get when you die and you're at the pearly gates, and St. Peter is going over your PowerPoint slideshow.
Yeah,
there's gonna be a slide on there, like the last slide, the one that basically it's like all the other slides were kind of just for show.
Yeah,
like all their point earnings were like added up to maybe 100. This last question's worth 1,000, so it was all just useless. This is the one. It's going to be a bar chart that's volume of laughter for the funniest, legit, like, most intellectual thing, like an actual joke, that volume that you've made, and then the hardest you've ever laughed at your own fart or a fart.
The hardest you've ever farted.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there'll be just a straight visual comparison.
Like, kind of like sound waves. Like, you can, like here's a, like, a fart, like, a laugh-o-meter. Here are the levels of laughter that were reached. The peaks for, like, best joke ever, best fart ever.
Yeah, because they've got all those Google analytics up there in heaven.
Oh, for sure. Like, yeah.
So it doesn't matter. You're still in either way. It's just if your fart meter is higher, you just get, like, a special brown shirt or something. Like, you're what's known as a brownie in heaven. And that's how they divide the races, is based along the fart lines.
Jason's like, I've been brown the whole time.
Oh, man. What can brown do for me?
Obviously,
it can
everything.
Get me into heaven.
Ha!
Dude, free brownies, brah.
Brah. Hi, brownies. You're in the clouds, brah.
Man, that's going to be... I bet the heaven's got to be just a cluster F these days with all the data up there.
They are collecting an awful lot of data,
like,
there.
All of
in
a
the
sudden,
cloud.
Just, yeah, data just starts showing up in the cloud, and they're like, holy fuck.
I know. They're like,
heavens to Betsy.
This wasn't this original intention, these clouds.
Yeah, it's like, we really didn't see our HQ getting pirated by the mortals. This is something.
This is something. We had.
Is someone writing this down? I'm glad you are, because I don't think we have access to our files anymore.
Or like, there's airplanes that sometimes like fly through actual clouds of information. Yeah. We are catching some turbulence here. Maybe that's what turbulence is.
Turbo Lance. I'm in the clouds. I'm discovering all these numbers and these statistics, and I'm finding them quite upsetting.
Hey, I didn't realize you took some of those pictures of yourself. That's gross. Don't do it again.
Both for the volume of information, its lurid nature, and also the fact that you have just upset the feng shui. I took a long time arranging throws.
Feng shui. That sounds like something like vampires have or something for like their houses.
Well, it's spelled fang. With an E.
No, I know, but you said it like fang. So like
feng shui.
Okay.
It would sound more like that than feng. Who says, why is feng. It feng?
It shouldn't
How
be
dumb
feng.
Are we?
Mm-mm. We can't be that dumb. We're trying to translate Chinese or something.
Yeah.
I'm going to get Google Translate on that.
Get Siri and Google Translate and, I don't know, whatever the hell is on Android. Get them all together. There should be some sort of like super friends, but for helpful assistant devices.
I need an assistant. That'd be nice.
Yeah, me too.
I got a lot of crap dibs. Going on. Wait. What, you want someone to assist you in, like, what, making your breakfast? I don't understand what you need an assistant
Absolutely.
For.
Absolutely. Sounds good. Put that on the top of this. I like that. I had breakfast this morning. It was a treat. Doesn't happen often.
That's why you eat so much in the evening, because you're like...
Yeah.
Like, you literally get to work with nothing in your stomach for hours.
Most of the time. And then you eat lunch, and then by the time supper rolls around, you're too tired to eat, so then it's, like, later that I actually get around to it. I'm just like,
It does. It's so funny, too, when you have, like, a really full day, and you literally sit down and are like, I don't have energy to eat or digest or anything. Those are bad, because then the next day you wake up, like, starving, so you have to get up, even though you're in the comfiest spot ever in your bed. I had one of those.
Your hands are both numb.
Yeah, we came full circle. Woo! Look at that.
I should take a picture of at least my right hand, just because I think it's because of all the overuse. I've got a whole bunch of calluses on it.
Wow.
It's got problems.
Just the right hand.
Just the right one. Just the right hand.
It's the wrong hand now.
All right. Well, on the other hand, the third hand. Other hand, I'm middle-handed.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, there's like this third one that comes out of the back, but I'm really good with it.
Is it like a tail?
No, it's up higher. It's my shoulder blades.
Middle hand. On the middle hand.
It's really good. Like, I can apply sunblock all over myself. No problem. Perfect.
So you don't have to ask some attractive female to help you?
No, I don't. I don't know why everybody doesn't have one of these. Huh. Where they went. You know, it's got two thumbs, too. Did I tell you that? Because it's in the middle. It's symmetrical. So it's got two thumbs. It's amazing. The grip strength is something. You've never gripped a thing until you've had two thumbs on one hand. My goodness. I can carry, like,
that
a cinder block
like
back there.
Like, if your pinky was more useful. Just imagine that. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, imagine if your pinky was useful.
At all.
If it wasn't just like a balancing rod attached to the last knuckle.
Especially our short little stumpy pinkies that curve. Goodness. We have the weirdest pinkies. They are jokes. Yeah, I mean, I want to keep it because I want to, but like, they still are jokes. They're like super curved like grandma's. Like mom's mom. We have like little Welsh pinkies. They're pretty silly looking. Remember we've compared them before and they both do the weird thing where they're not very big and they curve and they're all knuckly.
Doesn't make a lot of sense. All the other fingers pretty solid, but then that
I know.
One's
if you literally just look at your pinky for a while, it can be mesmerizing because it's the tiniest damn thing. Yeah. Try sticking up your pinky and just looking at it, and then you just get weirded out, kind of like the same way when you say the same word over and over and it just starts to sound weird. Same thing visually, same experience. You feel in the same places.
I'm just gonna get like a pinky extender.
Okay. One time I was in school and I made little paper. I was bored. And I made little like tubes for the end of my pinkies to make them more normal, because everybody else's pinkies seem to get way closer to the tips of their ring finger and mine really does it. So I made two and taped the tubes and I was like, like making like, ooh, look at my pinkies. I have a problem.
Yeah. Sound, well, at least one.
Two.
At least that one.
I have two problems.
Hey, a bitch ain't one, though, huh?
Mm-mm.
Tell you what.
Yep. Bitch ain't one.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wait. Was that the countdown? Did I miss it?
Oh. A bitch ain't...
None.
Two, one. Yes.